Conversations with Joan Lewis.
Joan, we're back for another week.
And it's been a week of an awful lot of activities. If you just look at the headlines of some of the news in the days since we last did this show, we have the Vatican statement saying no to euthanasia, even in the case of a vegetative state, which you and I are going to talk about. We have the visit by the president of Sudan to Pope Benedict. Ireland's new ambassador, Noel Fahey, presented his letters of credence. A group of poor Clare sisters whose monastery is within the territory of the pontifical villas out near Castel Gandolfo were received by the Pope. A very beautiful Angelus last Sunday. And then, of course, Monday, and I think this will be our first story, Monday the Pope received the officials of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. And to mark the fifth anniversary, the fifth anniversary of the death of their former president, who was Vietnamese Cardinal François Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. And his cause for beatification was opened the very same day, so September 17th.
I was really excited about that because I was here at Vatican Radio when there was a launch for a biography of the cardinal. Cardinal Martino was part of the group that was in the front of the room when we had that press conference and the book launch, and there are a couple of other cardinals at the back. But what really struck me was everybody present who knew him was absolutely convinced he was a saint.
I had heard that remark when the man was obviously still alive. He died in July of 2002. It just so happened, pure coincidence. I had been in the hospital for life-saving surgery. It was a very long hospital stay. He was right down the hall from me. There were four cardinals. Just walk out of my door, and it was like the College of Cardinals, unfortunately. But he was there and very, very ill, knew he was going to die, bore this with such grace and such dignity, offering his sufferings up. I distinctly remember being told that he was trying to offer his sufferings up for Pope John Paul. This was July 2002, and the Pope was going to Toronto for World Youth Day. And he had not been in very good health for several months. And the cardinal was offering his sufferings up. And frankly, it induced me his very example. He had been a prisoner for so many years, 13 years, in the Vietnamese communist imprisoned him for 13, nine of which were in solitary confinement. Just knowing his life story, knowing his sacrifice, and how he treated people, the love, the charity, how he practiced his faith was a huge example to me. And I remember offering up some of my pain for the Holy Father, too.
Because Cardinal Van Thuan had some amazing stories when he was in prison as well, didn't he?
He had some amazing stories, and he even smuggled out messages, and he smuggled out prayers that he had written. And I know that those have been released in books, The Road of Hope and Prayers of Hope. And in fact, Pope Benedict Monday, when he received the members of the council, as I say, to mark the anniversary of his death, but more importantly, to mark that very day, the opening of the cardinal's cause for beatification, talked about the word hope is in both of these titles. Mm-hmm. And also the cardinal did preach the 2000 retreat for the Roman Curia and the Pope. And those speeches were all bound in a volume. All three volumes have the word hope in their title. And that's exactly what the Pope highlighted in the cardinal's life. And it had to be hope. It had to be faith that there was a living God who would either get him out of this, you know, situation he was in prison.
Well, what struck me listening to that press conference that time was that it seemed as if when he went into solitary confinement, rather than being withdrawn from the world, he had a much more intense involvement with it.
He did, in the way that he prayed and thinking about the world and thinking about people and thinking about situations. He didn't have access to news or something like that, but I mean, there's always, well, certainly his own country. If anybody needed prayers, it was his own country. And so the Pope highlighted that aspect about him too. The Pope told the people that he met Monday from the council, he spoke of this singular prophet of Christian hope. And he highlighted Cardinal's cordiality, his capacity for dialogue and for being close to everyone. his fervent commitment to spreading the church's social doctrine among the poor, and how it was thanks to this spiritual energy he resisted all physical and moral difficulties. And I got the most amazing letter from a Vietnamese man who had known the cardinal, who had suffered in a very, very similar way to the cardinal. And he came to Rome. He was able to finally, someone gave him a ticket. I don't remember that part of the story. He did come to Rome. It was the Jubilee year 2000. The cardinal, when they had first met, had said, if you're ever in Rome, please look me up. And he meant it. And this man knew it. And so he went and looked up the cardinal. Not only did the cardinal receive this man and members of his family in his office and talked like old friends, he took him out for a meal. They prayed together. It was a very beautiful experience. So it backs up what you've said, what the Holy Father said about his cordiality and being a part of people's lives, maybe for an instant, maybe for hours, a day, or for months. But he was a part of people's lives in a way that they absolutely never forgot. Mm. And one of the things he loved to repeat, and the Pope pointed this out Monday, he said Cardinal Vantoin loved to repeat that Christians are people of the here and now, of the present moment, which must be welcomed and experienced with the love of Christ. And his capacity to live for the present demonstrated his intimate abandonment in the hands of God and the evangelical simplicity we all admired in him. I think you're going to discover a giant in certainly in Cardinal Vantoin. So,
talking about the life and death of Cardinal Vantoin leads on very well to our next topic, because right. Euthanasia has been very much in the forefront of people's thoughts this week.
Well, it has, simply because of a Vatican document reiterating the Church's no to euthanasia, even in the case of vegetative states. And this was actually, it was a very brief document. I don't even know if I counted the words, 200 words, something like that. But it was actually two questions and two answers. It was a response to questions raised by U.S. bishops in 2005 by the Bishops' Conference on Artificial Nutrition and Hydration. But the first question was, is the administration of food and water to a patient in a vegetative state morally obligatory? And the answer is yes. The administration, even by artificial means, is in principle an ordinary and proportionate means of preserving life. So in this way, suffering and death by starvation and dehydration are prevented. The second question, when nutrition and dehydration are being supplied by artificial means to a patient in a permanent vegetative state, may they be discontinued if a competent physician judges with moral certainty the patient will never recover? And the answer to that question, may they be removed, discontinued, is no. And a patient in a permanent vegetative state is a person with fundamental human dignity and must therefore receive ordinary and proportionate care. Being human beings, we can look at a person with a physical handicap, with a mental handicap. We can look at a person in a vegetative state. And if they don't move, they almost look like they may be dead. They don't look what we qualify. We have our own definition of normal, a normal human being. And just take away the word normal, you still have a human being. Still have the innate dignity, and that's what they're saying here.
And not only that, if somebody is in a coma, very often they can hear.
They just can't let you know.
Yes, and this is why it's really important in just ordinary patient care, if you've got somebody who is unconscious, for the family to talk to that person, because the sound of their voice will very often register with the patient and help to stimulate them and perhaps bring them back to consciousness. And also, there's talk about this permanent vegetative state, but there are amazing examples of people who had been in these states for many years
that have,
and then waking up.
Exactly. And the congregation actually was reissuing this. This is not like, oh my gosh, look what they said, this is the first time. This is reiterating a well-established doctrine, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think there's some, I believe that the bishops wrote in asking if this was a new principle declaration or was it the continuation of church practice? And the answer to the question was quite simply, yes, it's the continuation. This is absolutely nothing new. We're not just saying this now in 2007. Mm. We've been saying it for a long time.
Mm. And also what I think is important to stress is that once upon a time, hydration and nutrition were extraordinary means because it was a new development. Now they are ordinary, so there's nothing extraordinary
exactly
about there. Continuing to feed and to give fluids to somebody even if that person is in a coma. It's just normal.
Anybody listening to us who wants to read it for themselves, if they can't remember our precise words today, if you go to the Vatican website and you go to the communications, you go to the press office, and the document of Friday, the 14th of September, the Exaltation of the Cross, by the way, the document is there in, I think it's something like 7 languages. And in addition to the question, 2 questions, 2 answers, which we just spoke about, there was kind of a commentary on this, which might be very useful to our listeners. I would always urge you to go to the original. Well, we've had some big topics. We've had a lot of topics this week, but I think the big ones are we've probably covered right now, so I think
it's just run out of time.
I think it's time to say, yes, we run out of time.
I'll be with you next week.
See you then.
God bless.